It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
I do want to talk about this woman this morning who is making the rounds on TikTok. She's gone viral because she is refusing to pay for dates. She says, hell no, I'm not paying for any date. That is completely up to the guy. And her reasoning is because so much goes into the pre-date for ladies. The behind-the-scenes stuff. Hmm. I'll let her explain it if we can make it through this 38 seconds of her. Oh, good Lord. Okay, listen.
I refuse to split the bill on dates because I'm actually splitting the bill before I even get to the date. Let me explain myself. Regardless of the cost of the check at the end of the date, I am spending money to show up. As soon as I have a date scheduled, I book a cycle bar class. Then I get my eyebrows done. I am not bringing a unibrow to happy hour. My eyebrows are probably the most complimented feature I have. And even though I don't think my date cares about what my hands look like, I feel the need to get a manicure before showing up. It still takes a whole entire day to prepare for a date. Like planning my outfit, planning my hair wash schedule, being mindful about what I eat before the date. Like simply showering, doing my hair and makeup, and picking out an outfit could be 2 hours.
That was 38 seconds that felt like an eternity.
Yeah. I felt like I wasted that time. Is she going to pay for our breakfast?
She needs to pay us to listen to that.
Woo. So when you watch the video, she does lay out dollar amounts for each of those things. Like her spin class was $35. Getting her nails done was $75 plus tip. All the hair maintenance was $80, blah, blah, blah. So she's essentially saying that guys owe her a meal because so much money goes in behind the scenes before the date even happens.
This is that mentality of I'm the prize, I'm everybody's, you know, I'm the princess treatment, the queen treatment, which like, yeah, some guys, yeah, you probably should be treating people like that if you want to go on dates with them and go on second dates with them. But going in with that mindset, just from me, from a guy's perspective, that's in the dating world, I would not have a second date. I would pay for the first date, and I would never have a second date again after that.
Am I out of line by saying that she, first of all, sounds like she's very full of herself?
Yeah.
Yeah,
she does.
I could not be with somebody like that.
Uh-uh.
Honestly, I want to go out with her just to break up with her.
That's a good reason.
Okay, so
I like that.
There's two dudes talking about it. Now, I'm going to point the finger here at you, Katie. We got to jump to a break here in a minute, but is she spot on with this?
I don't think she's spot on because I think she's expecting a lot out of a one. Like, what are you spending on that date? Like $20-25 max for a meal? So you're saying they have to pay that in order for you to even show up to this date?
Right.
Like, I think it's a little outlandish. I do. I think that she's expecting a little too much, especially in today's dating culture where everything is like, let's do Dutch the first time, right? Like the dating apps and everything is Dutch the first time just so you can kind of feel it out.
Uh-huh.
So for her to walk into all of it with these expectations of, if I'm getting my eyebrows waxed, you better pay for my burger.
So with that being said, though, I mean, even though she's super annoying, there is, I think, still something to it because that is a lot of behind-the-scenes prep for the date.
That's all a personal choice, though. Like, it's all, she doesn't, I mean, I know she said, I don't care what guys think.
It's legitimate
stuff. She doesn't
stuff.
Have to do that. She doesn't. If you're only going to a spin class on the day of your date, you'd probably be doing it a lot more.
But she's getting her eyebrows done, her nails, eating healthy or whatever she said.
The day of?
That's good stuff to do.
As Josh said, you don't really pick up on this, do you? As a guy, do you notice if she got her eyebrows
100%
waxed?
Yes. I have learned the rules when it comes to that kind of stuff. Do you want me to play you one more little snippet from that TikTok video?
Yeah.
There's more?
I know. I'm so sorry. But here's her basic. Basically talking about the date. Hold on. There you go.
And then a guy is going to ask you to split the bill on a date when he won't even split the conversation. It's always one-sided conversations with the guys that ask to split the bill. A guy like that doesn't even ask you questions about yourself. Meanwhile, I put so much energy into leading the conversation on these dates. I look amazing. I bring my killer personality. I spent all this time and money to get to the date. I am not taking my credit card out once I'm there.
I wish this was just presented better by her versus the...
I look amazing. I bring my killer personality.
Like, there was a better way to lay all of this out, I think.
We do have
a couple calls. Do we know who's on the line? Is this... Do
we
know
no, we don't. We're just going to go blind.
Hey, good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is Julie.
Julie, what do you think about this lady's TikTok video?
Well, unless she like looks like Yeti or something before a date, she has all this stuff done, you know, on a regular basis. I mean, by the sounds of her, I haven't seen the video, but by the sounds of her, She always has her nails done, and she always has her eyebrows done. And she always has all this done, so it's just an excuse.
For the video, I will say that, you know, obviously there's some production value to it. She did not have any plucking done. Her nails looked horrible, blah, blah, blah. But don't you think, Katie, you can chime in, there is a little extra prep that goes in before a date.
There is, but, you know, I feel like you...
Not that much.
Yeah, and gentlemen, you still have to prep, right?
We prep,
too.
It's not
too. Like sure you just roll out of bed and show up. Like
I buy a whole new outfit almost every single time.
Yeah, yeah. I think that a lot of planning goes in on both parts. Yeah. So for her to completely cancel out theirs and say, I did more, so you're paying, like, that's unfair, you know?
Right. That is unfair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Julie,
yeah, like
you...
I said on my text, I wouldn't even be friends with her.
I know, it'd be difficult.
Same, Julie.
Julie, you
she's
look...
self-absorbed.
Yeah.
You look beautiful today, Julie. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Julie.
Bye. Thanks, Julie.
What do you mean? She's not self-absorbed, is she?
I look amazing. I bring my killer personality.
Killer personality.
I will tell you, though, the one time I didn't do all this, like, I kind of got into a situation where I went on, like, 4 dates in 1 week, and I put so much work into all of them, and none of them panned out. So the 5th date, I was like, you know what? I'm showing up in a Nuggets hoodie. I'm wearing my jeans. I don't care. And that was the one date where the guy was semi-attractive, and he told me my hands looked dry, and I needed to put cream on them.
Oh,
and I was like,
what? Okay,
what?
What man voices his opinion like that?
Yeah,
even if
I know.
Yours did, I would never
I know.
Voice that.
He was like foreign. He had an accent, and he just like scraped my arm. He's like, "You need cream. It's a dry."
What were you?
I was like, yes.
Going on a date with Aladdin or
yes,
something? What were you
doing? I know exactly.
Why were you so dry?
I don't because it's Colorado, Jeremy.
That's true. That is true.
And like total opposite of this woman on TikTok, you totally rock the unibrow, Katie.
Thank
like,
you.
You do.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.